knows a lot about that, being a scout in the NBA and having an opportunity to work right here and bring the Emerald Coast Classic to our panhandle, and somebody that has brought some great teams, too, over the years, including the defending champions in the Baylor Bears. And this year with LSU, Oregon State, with Wake Forest, and his friend Coach Steve Forbes, who coached at Northwest Florida, and also a team in Penn State. So Maury Hanks, kind enough to make time for us today. Maury, I hope you're doing well.
Thank you very much. I'm doing great. I hope you guys are doing well, and thank you very much for having me.
Maury, it's a little bit different talking to you now over the last couple of weeks because basketball's into full swing. Now, my co-host is from Butler, and I feel like, you know, he's a little kid in Willy Wonka that sees the chocolate for the first time in the fountain. He's so giddy about basketball. And I know you've dedicated your life. I'm a big basketball fan. I do really good at play school hoops, dunking. But when it comes down to it, talk a little bit about the tournament and for the people that are just tuning in for the first time, what they can expect.
Well, thank you again. The Emerald Coast Classic, this is our fifth or sixth year. We had, you know, in 2019, we had three teams. And you just talked about one of them, Florida State, that made the Sweet 16 and sold out event. And last year, Florida Gators are supposed to be there, and it got canceled due to COVID, as many tournaments did. And so we're excited to be back. I think the fans will see a good tournament. We've got teams from four Power Five teams, conferences, like you said, Penn State, LSU, Wake Forest, and Steve Forbes used to be the coach there, as you said, and Oregon State. Oregon State was the darling of last year's NCAA tournament, getting all the way to the Elite Eight. And so we're very excited about being able to have it back, have fans, and, you know, we're looking for a good turnout.
Yeah, Maury, when organizing a tournament, how important is it to include? I know that obviously there's two different sessions. There's one session for, you know, the mid-majors, if you will, and then you've obviously got the Power Five schools that you mentioned. How important is it to get both of those groups covered in a tournament like this?
Well, I mean, some tournaments do different ways. Some tournaments just have four teams. We've always thought it was good to have eight schools. And as you said, the early games each day that start at 11 o'clock, those are free to the fans. They just show up. There's no ticket prices. You know, there's no charged admission. But so we do have two separate sessions. Again, one starts at 11 in the morning on Friday night. LSU, Penn State's at 6, and then Wake Forest, Oregon State games at 8:30. So just matters how you want to run your tournament. Some tournaments, again, have eight schools where they're all involved in the same bracket. Here we have two separate four-team brackets.
Maury, when you look at the competition, you've worked at the top level. But, you know, we talk about college football, and a lot of people, I'm not going to use the word ignorance, but they feel like no college team could ever be even close to an NFL team, and they're probably right in a lot of ways. But I've watched some really bad Jets teams, and I've watched some really good Alabama teams. But when you come, when it comes to college basketball, I'm watching the Magic. I worked with the Magic and Dante and a lot of those guys, and they're terrible. I mean, from a NBA standpoint, but they look like a legitimate, like, top tier college basketball team. Do you think the level of competition with a lot of these one and duns, a college team could actually compete with an NBA team?
I don't myself, but I've heard other people talk about that. I don't, because you're, and that's why guys play in the NBA for 10, 15 years. Because if you think about it, there's only so many new guys that get on NBA rosters each year. So if it's the creme de la creme of college, let's say 50 new guys a year make a team, you know, so that's, you know, some teams may have two guys make a team, three guys make a team. But if you took the top 20 college teams and they played the worst NBA team, now could they beat them once? Possibly, but on a you know, if you play them 10 times, you know, I'd say an NBA team's gonna win 9 times.
Looking right now at what's going on with the tournament and getting ready to go for these games, talk about the process of the day, because there's a lot of basketball, and, you know, maybe somebody that drops off their kids that want to go watch it, maybe they're 15, 16, and you know, they want to be the next Be Like Mike commercial, and they want to go watch it for a couple hours and come back. What is the schedule from a, like, when it starts all the way to the end of the day, so people can sort of plan their schedule?
Yeah, that's a great question. On Friday, as I said, the first two games at 11 and 1:30, those teams are Samford out of Birmingham, North Carolina A&T, St. Francis, Brooklyn, and McNeese State there in Louisiana. Those games are free of charge. One game starts at 11, one game starts at 1:30. You'd be out of there by 3:30. So if the wife wants to go do some Black Friday Christmas shopping, something like that, you know, and you've got your kids, come by. We'd love to see you. And, you know, no charge. The night session starts at 6 o'clock, and that is LSU Penn State. And at 8:30, it is Wake Forest and Oregon State. On Saturday, the games in the morning are 10 and 12:30, and the afternoon session is 3 and 6. And that last game would probably be over by about 8:30.
Looking right now at some of the other teams, you know, got teams like St. Francis, Brooklyn, McNeese, North Carolina A&T. How big of a drop-off? And we know that teams can start to shoot, and that's one of the reasons why a team like Kentucky and some of those other blue bloods, we call them, they didn't have all the big shooters, and they failed. They didn't do great last year. Duke and Kentucky were bad, but it was also a COVID year, so we understand. But, Maury, when you look at these teams in today's college basketball world, where everybody wants to be Steph Curry and they don't want to be Hakeem or David Robinson, Patrick Ewing anymore, is the game revolving where more teams can compete because of the shot?
I think more teams have a chance because of the three-point shot, because the game is faster and there's more possessions, because now on a missed shot, you only get 20 seconds on the shot clock, and so you have to, you know, there's more possessions. And so that's giving a lesser team more opportunities to score. And so I do think there is that aspect of the game to where, you know, with the three-point shot, more possessions and things like that. Also with the transfer portal and kids being able to change, you know, right away from year to year, you're seeing kids end up different places. And I think that's going to have a big impact as it continues to unfold.
Maury, I do want to say, being a lover of college basketball, I think it's really cool that, you know, people get to see during, you know, Thanksgiving break, if you will. They get to see the Maui Invitational. They get to see all these different tournaments. I think it's really cool that you're bringing one down here and you're having it here in Destin so people can go and experience, you know, being able to see teams who might definitely be able to make an NCAA tournament run, or even seeing some mid-majors play, teams who they've never even heard of maybe even play college basketball. So I did just want to say I think what you're doing is awesome, and I think a lot of people who are listening, again, we're going to be giving away tickets, and they should take advantage of being able to go do that, because I think most definitely you should be able to go and embrace, you know, college basketball and what Maury is doing. So, again, thank you for setting up the tournament. And I'm looking forward, at least personally, to being able to get on out there and watch the basketball.
Well, thank you very much for that. Yes, I think, you know, most people in this area, you'd have to drive to Tallahassee or places in Alabama to see high-level college basketball. And you just drive down a nice little Destin area, you know, for $15, $20, and you get to watch two high-level college basketball games. You can't do that anywhere else. And over at Northwest Florida State College, there's only 2,300 seats. There's not a bad seat in the house. They're all chair backs. There's no bleachers. And so it's a great venue to watch games. And if I can say on the way out here, if anybody's interested in tickets or to find out any more information, they can go to EmeraldCoastClassic.com. If they're interested in tickets, just click on the ticket tab. And it's very easy. It'll show you a map of the arena. It'll show you what tickets are available. You click on right there, and it's very easy to get tickets.
Maury Hanks joining us here, Emerald Coast Classic. It's coming up here. We're excited. November 26th, 27th, having an opportunity, like you said, EmeraldCoastClassic.com, having an opportunity to get tickets. We'll be giving out some tickets next week with a number of different trivias going on with that as well. Maury, I want you to add to this, because every show is archived and we're on TV as well, and I'm trying to get – it's like those – you know, I guess teenager kids that had like the Teen Wolf versus the other guy, but Michael Jordan or LeBron James or somebody else, greatest player of all time?
I would have to go with Michael Jordan. Now, the best player I ever coached against was Len Bias. Len Bias was, when I was a graduate assistant at Clemson, I think Len Bias would have changed the way the NBA, Len Bias was way ahead of his times. And if you talk to, like, if you listen to Jay Billis, who I really respect and, you know, works as hard as anybody in college basketball, if you listen to the guy, you know, he played against Len Bias, he'll tell you he's probably the best player, you know, he ever played against. He played against great players at Duke when he was there. But Len Bias, he was somebody who's really special. But if you had to say LeBron or Michael, I would say Michael.
I like it. And on top of it, though, I wanted to ask you one more question, and we'll continue to push the tournament. But, you know, being somebody that's been around the game so long, I love asking these questions. I work with an NFL coach every day, so get the opportunity to do that as well with Kay Stevenson. But I wanted to ask you the question, you know, in the game today, do you believe that a college coach can still make a junior, senior-oriented type team still win? Because I think that Jay Wright's one of the best coaches in the game. And he proves it by doing that against the five-star freshman. Do you still think that can exist long-term, even with Coach K retiring and if John Calipari goes off into the sun and other people pick that up? Do you believe the old coaching philosophies can still beat the five-star powerhouses that will go to the NBA?
Yes, I do. I think experience has a big aspect in you know how teams play. It's a short season in terms of what I mean by that, like, that you start practicing, let's say, September, early October, and, you know, you start playing games November 10th. And so you wake up, and it's February 10th, and that's when you see, like, a junior college transfer kind of figure out what it is. That's when you see a freshman, you know, figure it out what it is. Well, if these guys have played 2, 3, or 4 years, they already know what it's like. And they've been through the pressures, and they've been through the nightly battles. And so, yes, I definitely think, you know, a third or fourth year loaded team can have a big impact in the NCAA tournament.
Moore, I know you got a busy schedule. Appreciate the time. We'll continue to push the tournament and looking forward to seeing you guys out here in about a week and a half.
Well, thank you very much for having me, guys. I greatly appreciate it. You have a good night.